Good morning. We have today with us Edward Allen, who's the managing attorney of the Fredericksburg and Garrisonville offices of Allen and Allen. Good morning.
Good morning.
And he is here today to talk about the Allen and Allen Hometown Heroes Program. And we're getting ready to, I guess you're in the midst of accepting applications for the program. So before we get started about how to do that, let's inform our listeners about what is the Allen and Allen Hometown Heroes Program.
I'd be happy to. Thanks for having me, Susan. We decided back in 2010, when we were celebrating our 100-year anniversary of our law firm, that we wanted to pay tribute to the communities we serve. And we created the Hometown Heroes Award at that time back in 2010. We wanted to thank the everyday heroes in our community who make Virginia a great place to live and work.
And so what kind of people would those be, or what nominations have you seen over the years?
We have had thousands of nominations in the last 5 years, anywhere from firemen, school teachers, friends, family, all kinds of different people, those individuals who have made a difference in our community on a large scale, and also individuals who make a difference in our community just on a smaller scale each day.
And how are the applications submitted?
Well, we accept the applications on our website, allenandallen.com. Individuals can come to any of our 8 branch offices of our law firm. There is a very simple form. We try to make it as easy as possible for people to nominate someone that they're interested in receiving the award. So it's a very short form and doesn't take much time at all to fill it out.
So can people nominate anyone? Did they have to live in Virginia to be nominated?
Mostly the people who have won it before are people in our community, those who are making a difference in the Fredericksburg, Garrisonville, Central Virginia area, yes.
But it can be bigger than Garrisonville, Fredericksburg area, because like you said, you have several offices in Central Virginia.
Yes. Since 1910, we have awarded over 300 Hometown Heroes Awards to individuals, and we will be giving out 50 Hometown Heroes Awards this year for individuals throughout Central Virginia. Yes, primarily we're talking about Richmond, Charlottesville, and the Fredericksburg area.
Okay, areas. And did you mean 2010 and not 1910?
I certainly did. 1910 is when our firm started. Thank you.
I thought, wow, you've been doing this a long time.
We've been practicing personal injury law a long time.
A long time, that's right. Tell me about who won. Is it only one winner a year or several winners a year?
We have chosen 50 winners each year since we began, and we'll be choosing another 50 winners this year also. For example, Ronald DeFreitas in Dale City won the award in the past. He received 8 nominations himself that year. He's a local hero dedicated to serving our nation's military. He's the founder of an organization called Real American Heroes Foundation. That's Real, R-E-E-L, as in a fishing reel.
I wondered.
It's a nonprofit that provides wounded veterans with all the equipment they need to spend the day fishing. He provides the rods, reels, tackle, everything they need. The smiles on their faces is incredible, and he has had a large number of wounded veterans spend the entire day fishing since he began that nonprofit foundation.
So when people send these nominations in, what then happens with them? Who reviews them?
The selection committee is composed of members of our staff and attorneys at the Allen Law Firm. We're accepting nominations now through May 24th, and the 50 heroes will be announced on Tuesday, July 14th.
And what do the heroes receive?
They receive recognition. We have a packet of materials for them. Those in the Fredericksburg area will have an opportunity to be recognized on stage at a Celebrate Virginia Live concert here in town.
Very good. Now, how are the decisions made? Is it who gets the most nominations, or are you all reviewing and choosing? How does that happen?
We are essentially reviewing and choosing. Certainly people who have more than one nomination, we have more information about that individual, but it's not a contest to see the number of nominations.
Okay.
But we review to try to determine who are the best contributors and our local heroes.
I could imagine you would get a lot of nominations. Can that be overwhelming at times?
It can, but Susan, really the reality is that the stories are incredibly inspiring. Through the years, and I've served on the committee several years in the past, what people in our community are doing on behalf of other individuals is amazing. And so it's really inspiring for us to see what others are doing.
How did you all first come up with this idea to honor local heroes?
I'm not really sure. We represent injured folks for, over 100 years. We've been in the Fredericksburg area about 25 years. I moved from Richmond to Fredericksburg 25 years ago. We just decided we wanted to give something back. And it seemed like a good thing to do to try to recognize people that many of them are not otherwise recognized because they're doing just day-to-day things on behalf of our community that doesn't necessarily make the newspaper or typically the radio.
And how have you seen these people respond when they are notified that they've been awarded? Do they even know they've been nominated?
Typically, they don't know they've been nominated unless the person nominating them tells them. They are extremely happy, but actually, these people tend to be those that aren't really looking for recognition. And so there's more humility or recognition of those that they are working on behalf of. So many of the people who have worked in the past say, well, really, the award we shouldn't give to them. We should give it to, for example, with Ron DeFreitas, we should give it to the wounded soldiers.
Isn't that true of a lot of people who we would consider heroes who are doing what we could consider above and beyond? And so many of them, when we see them in the media or receive an award, are very humble and giving the recognition to others. And you find that's the same through with your Hometown Heroes program.
That's certainly what we've found, yes.
Tell us about someone else who's won.
Kathleen Wilson, she actually received 10 nominations that year. She is the mother of 10 children, 7 of whom
adopted. Her 10 nominations, were they from her 10 children?
None of them from her children,
okay.
She has dedicated her life to the less fortunate. She founded an organization called Mary's Shelter. It's a homeless shelter for women and children in Fredericksburg. She started this shelter out of her basement. It's now grown to 4 homes in the Fredericksburg area. As director of Mary's Shelter, she receives no paycheck, even though the position takes her 60 to 70 hours a week.
Wow.
Thanks to her hard work and devotion, these women and children come home to a warm, caring environment instead of a sterile cinder block facility.
So 10 different people sent in nomination forms for her.
That's exactly right.
And then you all chose to honor her. So every year, 2010 up to this year, you will be choosing up to 50 to be recognized. And this year it is 50.
We will recognize 50, and that's the number that we have chosen in each of the years in the past.
And tell us again, before we go to our break, where do people go to find the nomination form?
People can stop by any of our 8 office locations. They can also go to allenandallen.com and click on the Hometown Heroes logo. There's a quick form to fill out on our website page.
I'm talking with Edward Allen, who's the managing attorney of the Fredericksburg and Garrisonville offices of Allen & Allen, and we're talking today about their Hometown Heroes program. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more of those hometown heroes. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 AM. We'll be right back. We're talking about the Allen and Allen Hometown Heroes program today, but I thought I would just take this opportunity to ask a question many people have. What's with the name Allen and Allen? Is it four Allens? Allen, 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 and Allen.
There's four Allens in the name, Susan. Oftentimes people refer to us as Allen and Allen. It's a little bit shorter.
Easier.
Exactly. My name's Edward Allen, and I'm the grandson of the founder of our firm. The firm began back in 1910 with my granddad, George Allen. He brought in his three sons, one of which is my dad. That's the four Allens in the Allen, 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 and Allen name. They are the original four either passed away or retired at this time, but we do have six blood relatives still practicing at the firm, but we have 26 total lawyers in the Allen Law Firm now, with eight offices around Central Virginia. So we have many individuals who are not related by blood, but we consider them part of the family too.
So you don't have to have the name Allen to join the firm.
That's correct.
I know a lot of people see that on the building or in the commercials and wonder, and I've had people ask me why so many Allens. And it was your grandfather who started the firm?
That's right.
And where did he begin it at, it itself?
Well, he was born in Victoria, Virginia, in Lunenburg County, and he was practicing law there. I'm told that he actually was elected mayor and is the youngest mayor ever to be elected in Victoria. During the time of the Depression, he determined that he wanted to bring in his sons to practice law in the firm. So he actually moved to Richmond right during the Depression. People told him he was crazy, but mm-hmm. he realized that he was not able to, would not be able to support a firm with his sons in Lunenburg County. So he moved to Richmond and started the firm back in 1910. And we've grown quite a bit larger to the present time.
So that's over 100 years, and it was really part of the 100-year anniversary that this program we're talking about started.
That's exactly right. Back in 2010, in conjunction with the celebration of our 100-year anniversary, we decided to have what we call the Hometown Heroes Program, to recognize local individuals in our communities where our offices serve for doing good deeds, for contributing to the community themselves. And back in 2010, when we began it, we gave out 50 Hometown Heroes Awards, and it was so well received. We did it the following year, and then we've been doing it ever since. So at this point, we have given out over 300, or exactly 300 Hometown Heroes Awards to individuals in our communities, and we'll be given another 50 this year.
And it's not like you're just looking in the media to see who's in the headlines for doing things. You're really going grassroots.
That's right. We're asking for nominations from individuals in our communities. And we have a very simple way to accomplish that. People can go. You can go to our website, allenandallen.com.
Thank goodness it's only two Allens.
It's Allen, A-L-L-E-N, and A-N-D. Spell out the and, allenandallen.com. There's a Hometown Heroes logo. Click on that, and there's a very simple form to fill out.
So we've had a mom, you've talked about one of the award winners is a mother who also started a homeless shelter for women in her basement. And there was another man from Dale City. Tell us about some of the other people who have won awards in the past.
Tim Carlson from Fredericksburg is a past recipient of the Hometown Heroes Award. He is a volunteer with the Fredericksburg Rescue Squad, the Spotsylvania Volunteer Rescue Squad, and the King George Fire and Rescue Departments. He is a founder of the Fredericksburg Rescue Bike Team. Many of your listeners may remember Tim Carlson. He's the individual that actually saved the person's life who had a heart attack during the Marine Corps Marathon near Mary Washington Hospital. He happened to be right there, and he was able to render medical assistance to that individual. Many credit Tim Carlson with saving that individual's life. He performed CPR until other individuals arrived. He's currently deployed helping with tornado relief efforts in Oklahoma. So Tim Carlson's a past recipient of Hometown Heroes Award. He's one of the individuals who just every day is making a difference in our community, and actually the community in communities in Oklahoma.
And, yes, and not only the Fredericksburg community, but the whole region around. And tell us again the name of the bike organization that he founded.
It's called the Fredericksburg Rescue Bike Team.
Well, and that's interesting because I've never heard of them before. So now we're going to go investigate that and find out what they're about. And we're talking about award winners up here in the Fredericksburg, Spotsy, Stafford area, but you have firms more across the Central Virginia area, and nominations can come from more than just the Fredericksburg area.
Absolutely. We have 8 offices throughout Virginia, as far south as Petersburg, as far north as our Garrisonville office on Route 610. We have an office in Charlottesville, Mechanicsville, and multiple other locations. So we're accepting nominations from people in all of those areas, particularly Richmond, Charlottesville, and the Fredericksburg areas.
And then there will be 3 award ceremonies, and those are where?
Well, we'll be recognizing, all of the winners are invited to each of the 3 ceremonies, but there will be a ceremony in each of our 3 major locations. First of all, in Fredericksburg, our hometown heroes will be recognized on stage at a Celebrate Live Virginia concert. We will also have our hometown heroes recognized on stage at a concert series in Richmond, and we will also have our hometown heroes recognized on stage at the Charlottesville Mall at their outdoor concert venue.
And that will happen in July, I believe?
Yes,
or later
in
this
July
summer.
And perhaps August. All of the heroes will be announced on Tuesday, July 14th. The announcements will come out on our website, allenandallen.com, our Facebook page, and through media outlets.
Is there one central location to do nominations for all the areas?
We're accepting nominations at each of our 8 offices, but the easiest, I think, is to go right to the Allen & Allen website and click on Hometown Heroes logo.
And your staff takes care of sorting them by location.
Exactly. And we will have people from all of the, general diversity of geographic location of the 50 individuals. And that's why we decided early on, I think, that we couldn't give out just one award or five awards, that there were so many people in such a large geographic area that were deserving that we're going to be giving out 50 awards again this year.
Do you have a recollection of how many nominations total approximately you received last year?
I don't remember, but I believe it was over 1,000.
And we would like to see even more than that this year.
Absolutely.
Tell us about another previous winner.
Let's see. Jan and David Snow were co-winners from Fredericksburg. For the past 6 years, the Snows have hosted a party to collect donations for Toys for Tots. They started out rather small in their home, and each year it has grown. And the last year, they collected approximately 1,000 toys for Toys for Tots, doing a party event in their house.
I actually was at that party this past December. They held it at the Fredericksburg Fairgrounds, one of the buildings there. They had a live band. Elvis came to visit. For those who don't know, David Snow is Elvis on the side, and he is fantastic. It was a great, great party, and everyone who came brought toys. And at the end of the night, one corner of the room was stacked. And not just, little, yes, chutes and ladders type games, but bicycles and all kinds of great things. And that was something that they do every year for Toys R Tots. So that was excellent.
I missed that event. I'll have to make that in a future event and bring a toy myself. They were nominated by their daughter, who wrote that they put needy children first every year. And when you add up the number of toys that this one couple has been able to collect for needy children in our community, it's remarkable.
And it's just something that's in their heart, and they do it and have received the Hometown Hero Award from Allen & Allen. And when we come back from our next break, let's talk about a few more people who've won. Let's hear their stories. I'm Susan Larson from Fredericksburg Today Online News, and I'm hosting Town Talk today on News Talk 1230 AM. We'll be right back. We're talking about the Allen and Allen Hometown Heroes program, and we were laughing over the break. I have here with me Edward Allen, who's the managing attorney of the Fredericksburg and Garrisonville offices of Allen and Allen. And we were laughing because, as many of you know from driving by the offices or seeing the ads on TV, it's Allen, 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 and Allen. But I had just asked him, well, currently, how many Allens are working? And I was a little surprised. How many?
Susan, we have actually six relatives practicing in the firm now. That includes two brothers of mine, as well as my sister, and two cousins. We have 26 total lawyers, so the great majority of the people in our firm are not blood relatives, but we consider them part of the family, too.
And the firm was started by your grandfather over 100 years ago.
Yes.
And his name was Allen, I'm assuming.
It was. My granddad, George Allen, founded the firm back in 1910, and we began the Hometown Heroes program in 2010 as part of the celebration of our 100-year anniversary of the firm, and we have just continued each year with the Hometown Heroes program, giving 50 awards to Hometown Heroes throughout Central Virginia each year.
And those awards are not necessarily for people who have a special title.
Absolutely. We've honored teachers, firemen, doctors, foster parents, disability advocates, neighborhood role models, and many more. I remember a few years ago we gave out a Hometown Heroes Award to an individual who had spent a lot of time and effort in caring for domestic animals, dogs and cats, who were homeless and trying to take care of them in our community. So we have recognized all kinds of individuals, typically those individuals who were not necessarily recognized by other avenues such as television or radio. These are people that in large part we find have been unrecognized because they don't draw attention to themselves. They're too busy contributing and making efforts on behalf of others.
They're probably not even thinking about the fact that they're contributing on behalf of others. They're just doing something that they think's important to do for the community.
Exactly. And that's why we're asking for nominations from people in our community. If you know someone, a relative or a friend or an acquaintance, or you've heard of someone who is making a difference in our community, please nominate that individual to be a Hometown Hero in 2015.
Because this isn't about the attorneys at Allen and Allen sitting down and coming up with names themselves. This is really grassroots.
Exactly. We have a nomination process, and individuals must be nominated by someone in our community. So we're looking for individuals to go to our website, click on the Hometown Heroes logo, and fill out the short form to nominate someone that either a friend or relative who is making a difference in our community.
I've got the form up here on the internet and I'm looking at it, and it is very short and very easy. You just put in your own name, address, phone number, and then who you're nominating, name, address, phone number, and then the question just says, what's so special about this person? I like the next one. Quite a lot, we're sure, but how would you describe them in 350 words or less? That might be a challenge for some people, but begin thinking about it as you plan who you're going to nominate. And then you can also include links to helpful articles or websites to provide more information. And then this might be the hardest part of the whole form. In one sentence, how would you sum up your hero? But that would be fun to think that through. Tell us about someone else who's been a hometown hero.
Well, one of our hometown heroes from a previous year is Rusty Davis from Spotsylvania. Many people in our community know of Mr. Davis. He is principal of the Spotsylvania High School. He's served as an educator, leader, coach, role model for almost 20 years. He's a hero in the eyes of the people that know him. He's dedicated himself to inspiring, teaching, and changing his community.
So Allen and Allen Hometown Heroes Program, been going on since 2010. Each year you award 50.
That's exactly correct.
That's a lot of people. And then the awards are given at three different locations. Richmond, Charlottesville, and Fredericksburg.
That's correct. We'll be recognizing recipients of the Hometown Hero Awards this year on stage at the Celebrate Virginia Live concert this summer.
Who actually gets to make those presentations?
Well, I've done it for several years, and it's exciting because each of the Hometown Heroes come up on stage at the Celebrate Virginia Live venue. And I recall there have been some very large crowds there, and it's fun to recognize each of those individuals on stage.
Have you ever had where all 50 show up at one location?
These are busy people.
So
these are busy people contributing to their community, so I don't know that we've ever gotten all 50 in one place yet. Although this year, our law firm has decided to recognize all of the 300 previous winners as well as the 50 winners this year by doing something ourselves. We're going to be performing a day of service. The attorneys and staff at Allen & Allen, just to try to give back to our community ourselves. This year we're going to be supporting Habitat for Humanity, and so we're going to volunteer our manpower to one of their projects for a day in conjunction with our Habitat for in conjunction with the Hometown Heroes campaign.
That's excellent. I know Habitat for Humanity was on the show a few weeks ago, and they do appreciate having entire office groups volunteer with them.
They're doing amazing work.
Now, the applications have a deadline. Is that true too?
Yes, we're going to be accepting nominations now through May 21st. May 24th. So get your nominations in before May 21st. That's when we'll close the process. And we have a committee composed of attorneys and staff in our law firm who will be going through the applications and doing the hard job of choosing the 50 winners this year.
Think back to the last, I guess, four or five years you've been doing this. We've talked about people who have helped animals and helped homeless women and performed CPR. Can you think of other kinds of people who have won the Hometown Hero Award or the deeds that have earned them the recognition?
I can. Let's see. Xavier Richardson is a Hometown Hero who won the award just a few years ago. He is president of the Medicorp Foundation here in town, doing incredible work in that nonprofit organization. But what many people do not know, and I did not know the full extent of it, is Xavier spends an incredible amount of time himself in supporting local students, high school students in our community, and middle school students in mentoring them. I can't even tell you how many students he has done that for over the years, in helping them in schoolwork and supporting them and just mentoring them, taking them to sporting events in the area. And he is just an unbelievable mentor and role model to young people in our community, completely separate from his job as president of the Medicorp Foundation.
Do you know much about the Medicorp Foundation?
I do know some about it. Our law firm is certainly a supporter of them. They've done great work in supporting our medical community in the difficult job they have.
What do they do? Do you know?
Yeah, well, it's the nonprofit associated with Medicorp Foundation, and so they receive financial support in support of all of the different kinds of medical needs in our community.
I'm talking with Edward Allen, who's the managing attorney of Fredericksburg and Garrisonville offices of Allen & Allen. And he's here today because Allen & Allen, there's a lot of Allens. Hometown Heroes program is accepting applications through May 24th for their Hometown Heroes Award. And again, we're laughing about the name Allen & Allen, Allen & Allen. Now, the law firm founded in 1910 by your grandfather focuses on personal injury law. What is personal injury law?
Well, we have focused exclusively only on personal injury practice for the last many years. When my granddad first founded the firm, he was a trial lawyer, a litigator, and did not want to concentrate only on personal injury. But we decided many years ago, before I joined the firm 26 years ago, to specialize only in personal injury. We represent individuals who have been injured as a result of the fault of someone else. So, for example, in automobile collisions, in other areas, if people have been injured by a particular pharmaceutical drug, or we mentioned domestic animals, we have circumstances where people are injured by someone's dog. A large part of our practice does involve motor vehicle collisions, because that's one of the things that we find in our communities that injures people the most.
We do have a lot of vehicles in the area.
Yes, we do.
And tell us again where your locations are.
We have an office on Plank Road, Route 3, near the Spotsylvania Town Center, and we have an office up on Route 610 in Garrisonville.
When we come back, we're going to review some of the former or previous winners of the Hometown Hero Award and let people know again how they can nominate someone to be one of the 50 recipients of the 2015 Allen & Allen Hometown Hero Award. I'm Susan Larson with Fredericksburg Today Online News, and you're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. We'll be right back. I'm here with Edward Allen, Managing Attorney of the Fredericksburg and Garrisonville offices of Allen & Allen, and we're talking about their Hometown Heroes program. I love one of the questions on the application. In one sentence, how would you sum up your hero? That I would love to read some of those sentences. But tell us again, Edward, some of the previous winners of Hometown Heroes.
Let's see, Susan, Ron DeFritis from Dale City is a previous hometown hero and continuing hometown hero. He received 8 nominations that year. He's just dedicated so much of his time to helping our nation's military. He's founder of the Real American Heroes Foundation, Real spelled R-E-E-L, like a fishing reel. It's a nonprofit organization that provides wounded veterans with opportunities to unwind and go fishing for the day. He provides all the equipment. The smiles on their faces is all he ever asks for in return. He spends countless hours fundraising, gathering what he calls proud supporters of that program so he can provide awards, gifts, and fishing gear for the wounded soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines that attend the Real American Heroes annual event.
And he's from Dale City, so these awards are beyond the main Fredericksburg area into all of Central Virginia. The nominations can come from a broader range.
Absolutely. From, we call it Central Virginia. That includes the extended Richmond area, Charlottesville, Fredericksburg areas, throughout what would be the, people would describe as the larger Central Virginia area. Yes. Let's see, Tim Carlson is a hometown hero from a previous year. He's a member of the Fredericksburg Rescue Squad, the Spotsylvania Fire Department, and the King George Fire and Rescue Department. He is a founder of the Fredericksburg Rescue Bike Team, where they get on bicycles and go out and take care of folks. Specifically, Tim, many people would remember him from several years ago in the Marine Corps half marathon, where there was a person who collapsed from a heart attack who was running that event. It was Tim Carlson, the one that stopped and provided CPR for that individual until others could arrive. And many say that he saved that person's life. The individual claims says that Tim was the one that saved his life on that day. He's currently in Oklahoma, Tim Carlson, in helping with tornado relief efforts.
So he keeps very busy. And also, the historic half is coming up this month, so that'll be a happy anniversary for some people coming up. Who else do we have?
Jan and David Snow in Fredericksburg, who I know you know, Susan. For the past 6 years, they have been hosting a party to collect donations for Toys or Tots. This has become a staple in the Fredericksburg community every December, where they host a party in collecting Toys for Tots. And last year, I understand, they collected 1,000 toys just in last year. Their daughter, who made their nomination, says they put needy children first every year.
I wonder if that was her one sentence summing up their heroes, because I think that would be hard if you're nominating someone to sum them up in one sentence. But you also get 350 words on the application. So I know I went to the David Jan Snow's party this year at the Fredericksburg Fairgrounds, and it was so exciting to see all the toys collected for Toys for Tots. But hometown heroes, they don't have to be someone well-known in the community. Just everyday people is what we're looking for, correct?
Yes. Most of the winners in the past have been individuals who are not particularly recognized otherwise in their community. It's individuals who aren't necessarily giving to our community on a large scale, although some have. But many of the winners in the past are just individuals who give us small day, everyday acts of kindness.
Tell us about another one.
Well, let's see. Rusty Davis, the principal of Spotsylvania High School, is a previous hometown hero. He has been principal of Spotsylvania High School, I believe, for about 20 years. He received numerous nominations from some students, which is a great thing to hear when talking about
Absolutely.
A principal. Those who know Rusty Davis knows that his dedication to young people in our community is just incredible. Let's see, Kathleen Wilson received 10 nominations that year. Kathleen is the mother of 10 children herself, 7 of whom she has adopted. But if that didn't make her busy enough, she founded an organization called Mary's Shelter. So in addition to taking care of 10 children herself, she is the founder of a homeless shelter for other women and children in the Fredericksburg area. This shelter started out in her basement. It's now grown to 4 homes in the Fredericksburg area. As director of Mary's Shelter, she receives no paycheck of any kind, even though she's working more than full time in that position. The person who nominated her estimated she spends 60 to 70 hours a week on Mary's shelter with now four homes. These women and children who come to the home now have a warm, caring environment rather than going to some sterile cinder block facility.
I was thinking as you were talking about her that not only is the Hometown Heroes program a great opportunity to recognize people making contributions, but it's a great opportunity for those who have received from these people or who know them and see what they're doing to have an outlet for recognizing them, because sometimes that's not always available.
That's exactly correct. And we found over the years that we've been doing this since 2010, and we've given out 300 awards since then, another 50 this year. Those individuals who have been recognized as hometown heroes here are not those individuals who are attracting particular attention to themselves or want to be in the spotlight. So they're individuals that typically want all of the spotlight to be on those that they're caring for, those they're taking care of. And so this is an opportunity we have found where people can make a nomination of someone else.
And it's the award is not based on how many nominations someone receives.
No, it's not. We do have an opportunity to get more information for those people who have been nominated several times. And we have found that in some particular years, we get a whole lot of nominations of a particular individual because that person has, you know, made a particular contribution that people want to recognize. But it's not a numbers game by any means. We're looking for people who are making large-scale difference in our community and also everyday acts of kindness, as I mentioned.
And the people who are making the decision about who the 50 winners are staff of Allen & Allen.
Yes, that's a little bit of an interesting process in itself. Within our law firm, we actually take applications from staff and attorneys who want to serve on the committee. And that is the decision process that has to be gone through each year because we have so many individuals who want to serve on that committee, particularly the ones who have already served on that committee in the past because they remember how inspiring the stories are of the people that are nominated. So, yes, the committee is made up of staff members and attorneys in our office, and they go through the nominations and do the difficult job of picking the 50 winners.
Of narrowing it down. And if someone's been nominated previously, they can be nominated again, I'm assuming.
They can. We actually have not had anyone win the award again. That might be unusual because we're looking to recognize people that have not already been recognized.
But primarily, even if they were nominated previously and didn't win the award, if you've nominated someone in a previous year and they have not yet won the award, they can be nominated again.
Absolutely.
And do you have one more person to tell us about?
Yes, we recognized, Xavier Richardson in a previous year. Many individuals know him as the president of the MediCorp Foundation. That's the charitable arm of MediCorp Corporation, doing so much good work here. He's incredibly busy in that role, but what many people don't know is that for many years, Xavier has spent an incredible amount of time mentoring young people in our community, particularly students at James Monroe High School and other schools in our area, mentoring them, spending time with them, going to meals with them, taking them to sporting events in the community, helping them with college applications, and just being a role model for them. And for many individuals who do not have a male role model in their family, in their immediate family, perhaps, what Xavier has done over the years in doing that and the success stories that he's had, people many, many years coming back to him and thanking him so much for what he's done for them, that's something that we recognized in our Hometown Heroes campaign.
So those of you listening, if you have a nomination for a hometown hero, go to Allen, A-L-L-E-N, and spelled out A-N-D, Allen, A-L-L-E-N.com, keyword hometown heroes, and fill out the very short and succinct application. And then, Edward, tell us quickly again. I hear the music starting, so I'll just say quickly again, nominations are due by May 24th. Awards of Hometown Hero will be made in late midsummer, around July. Hometown Heroes, Alan and Alan Hometown Heroes Program. I'm Susan Larson of Fredericksburg Today Online News. You can find me at fredericksburg.today and on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 AM.